This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons Ransom and Valor as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man. Welcome back to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. We're here today with our co-host, Ransom and Valor. That went pretty good, I thought, for the first time doing this in a while.
Yeah.
You guys doing good?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Good. Oh, Valor? Yeah. Good deal. Glad to hear it. What are you guys drinking today?
Chocolate milk.
Pretty good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I got some tea today. Yeah, tea.
Wow.
Tea with honey. Is that girly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, is that okay? Will you disown me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'll maybe keep me?
No.
No?
Possibly.
I'm disowned as a father?
50-50.
Yeah.
50-50.
Okay. Tea can be manly.
I don't know.
Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why we drink coffee is because of that. Nobody wants our tea to be taxed, you know what I mean? All right, guys, let's go ahead and pray, and then we got to update people because it has been a long time.
At least 3 months.
We found Boyhood and Beyond.
Finally found it.
So we're going to be able to finish the series on Boyhood and Beyond, which is going to be great. Valor, are you pumped about that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. And Ransom, you excited?
Oh yeah, I'm really excited.
Good. Why don't we do what we always do? Because we always need to pray. We just prayed beforehand.
Just
but we're
about
gonna,
to say that.
Yeah, we're gonna pray again. Would you guys want to pray, or just want me to do it?
You do.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pray.
I will.
Go ahead.
Jesus, thank you for letting Dad find the Boyhood and Beyond book. We've not done the Sons and Slaves podcast in a long time, and I hope that it goes good this time. I hope it goes really, really good. And in your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Since we've recorded, Valor, you've lost a tooth. You want to... Actually, you lost...
Two.
Yeah. One one day and then another one the next day.
Yeah.
Want to tell a story about that?
Yeah. So, there was one day when I was going downstairs to watch my movie list. And I got Scooby snacks with me. It's a type of snack.
But not really dog snacks.
No, not really dog snacks.
Basically.
Snacks for boys.
Yeah, and when I was trying to open it, it is nearly impossible to open. I was trying to open it with my teeth, and yeah, one of my teeth just about fell out. It was hanging off, and then I went up, and then I told Bub my tooth that just fell out, and then I went up to Mom to get it out, and it was really cool. And then the next day was Wednesday, and I think, yeah. And I can't remember
how it came out.
Yeah.
But it did.
The second day. Oh. I think I was just trying to pull it out.
Okay, and it came out.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So now you're missing one tooth. Open up. Let me see if that tooth busted through.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
So it was in a school day, and I was just, with my tongue, I love just pushing on it a lot, and that time I pushed it on it really, really, really hard, and then it came out, and then we saw it had such a big root.
Oh, yeah.
Giant.
That's why your teeth take so long to come out, just because the roots are so deep.
It was so long.
It was amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, also,
okay.
My dad, the second day, lost my tooth.
Yes.
Well, and also forgot to give me...
I forgot to be the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Talk about failing
as a dad. 2 days in a row.
I know, but I did sneak down there and we pretended like you were asleep.
Yeah.
And I made up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You still love me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm drinking tea and I forgot to be the tooth fairy 2 days in a row.
Yeah, and also you lost my tooth.
Yeah, and I lost... But you still love me?
Yeah.
That's love right there, folks. He still loves me as a dad. That's great. Okay, we're going to be talking about two things that are near and dear to your hearts today. We're going to be talking about football. You excited about that?
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be talking about hunting, which is really cool because we've got some great stories to tell. Why don't we go ahead and start with football, and let me just tell everybody how the season went, and we'll start talking to Valor, and then we'll talk to Ransom. And I just want to brag on my boys a little bit. We did flag football this year for the first time, City League, in a town right next to us. And I ended up getting roped into being a coach. I was Valor's coach. And he played, I think you're the oldest kid, like you, your age group, you're the oldest in your, because next year you're going to be in Ransom's
division. Yeah, me and Valor are going to be in the same team next year.
Which is going
to
be great.
Amazing.
Okay. All right, so Valor was like Bo Jackson and Tecmo Bo for the older listeners here. He just shined all year long. He was a quarterback and receiver, got touchdowns every single game. And between you and Apollo and Kane, you guys just destroyed the league. Undefeated,
we never
right?
lost once.
Undefeated.
8-0.
I think 8-0.
Yeah.
What was your favorite positions and why?
Probably receiver, because when I was just going straight deep, no one was eventually on me.
And they would just throw bombs to you and you would...
Yeah, and that would be almost every play. And also if some Kane or Apollo were that, every play I would just throw it deep to them and then wide open every time.
So,
and also if they weren't, I don't know, they would probably just catch it because someone is on them that is not fast as them. Probably.
Yeah, and you guys just dominated. And I like seeing you juke people too, because you juke
a lot.
Oh
yeah, once I had a handoff and I juked two people at the same time and landed actually in for a touchdown.
That was awesome. And then I also loved your diving catches because Valor
has tell me that one.
Kind of like patented diving catches. So
like,
he would get these
every
bombs.
Every time he dives for a catch, it's just like somehow it's eventually in his hands. It's insane.
Yes, his hands are like glue.
He can't drop anything.
Like Jamar Chase.
It's Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
It's like those two combined. And then
except
Brady,
he's white.
Yeah. He's Tom
Brady.
He's not
a tall black guy.
And he's Tom Brady and Jerry Rice in the same player. You've got Tom Brady and Jerry Rice in the same team.
Well, Valor's...
But the bad news is, he's the same person.
I think that's the bad news for the other teams. But Valor's throwing motion looks like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Really smooth throw. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Yeah. Tell about practicing with Bub, the older guys.
Can you please tell them the diving catch?
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell it? It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, once I was playing against the Chargers, the Flag Football League has... the NFL teams, I was the San Francisco 49ers, going against the Chargers, and for some reason, I was going straight deep, and for some reason, no one was on me, and I just dove, Kane threw it, and he doesn't have a perfect spiral, but you can throw okay, and I was in the end zone, I had to dive, like, as far as I possibly could, and somehow caught it.
Laid out and caught it. The crowd was going nuts. It was amazing. And I really liked watching you practice with the older boys, too, because Coach Brandon, Ransom's coach, he was like, come on, Val. He always called you nicknames, Rance and Val.
Yeah.
And he would have you out there.
My nickname, Rance, is just stuck, and I've been Rance.
Rance. But I just thought it was really cool because...
And also, before, like, the game started, when there was practices, I played with my brother's team and also my team.
It was fun. And you made a bunch of friends on your team and on Ransom's team, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Mostly everyone on my team and my brother's team I had friends with.
Yeah.
So.
That was really fun. We'll come back to some lessons here in a minute. Let's hear from Ransom for a little bit. Is there anything else?
So I made probably, like, 15 friends.
15 friends. And it was really cool, and everybody was really kind. It was a lot of fun this year. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed coaching as well. It was cool.
Yeah.
All right. Ransom had a phenomenal year as well. He's a quarterback, QB1, and also played defense. You played both ways on this, and sometimes he's a receiver because they'll put in the backup quarterbacks every once in a while just to give them some reps. Ransom did really well. I had to miss 2 games this year of 8, which is a bummer because it happened to be Ransom's 2 best games. What were your stats during those 2 best games?
Yeah. My first one, my second best one, I threw 5 touchdowns and caught 3 interceptions and threw no interceptions.
It was pretty sweet. And then the second game...
The second one, I threw 6 touchdown passes and a quadruple overtime win and caught 1 interception and I threw none.
It was super fun watching you out there. Ransom's got really good control. He leads the team really well. He understands the field and where people are at. And one of the things I appreciated, and I was really just admired, because you were out there going through your progressions. So you could see option 1, then you'd look to option 2 or option 3, and then you'd see somebody coming across the middle if there wasn't any. And you also maintained your composure when they would rush, because they got to rush once in every 4 downs.
Mm-hmm.
And you were able to run and juke and still pass on the run. I thought that was really cool.
I was sacked one time.
Your team was really good. You were a younger team. There was one team that dominated everybody, but really, I think you guys, you lost 3, but really should have only lost 1, I think.
Yeah, our team just flunked those games. I flunked. Everybody flunked. It was
the,
bad.
The bad games were really weird because I remember
it
one.
It looked like everybody was asleep.
It was. That one game, it seemed like everybody was just very tired.
Yeah. Tell them about the Vikings game you did.
When you were out at the high school.
Yeah, that was... Oh,
tell them about
gosh.
The Vikings
that was a rough game
you did.
The Vikings game.
The Vikings ended up crushing everybody. And we came the closest to beating them out of all of the out of every team.
Yeah, the Vikings were just so good. But they were family. Mm-hmm. They had cousins and brothers. And it looks like one of the coaches, I think, actually coaches at the junior high or high school.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were so good. They knew their plays, and they just smoked everybody.
Yeah.
Right. And you guys were the closest.
And they were all sixth graders, and we ended up being 5-3 in the season. We ended up beating the second best team in the league. Well, tying them, but ties are considered wins. I don't know why.
Well, because you guys scored first, I think.
And last.
And last, yeah. So I think you guys, I can't exactly remember why, but they ended up giving you guys the win, I believe.
No, we ended up tying, but a tie is considered a win.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
For both teams?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why either. Let me sip my tea. You guys don't be making fun of me.
Ha ha.
And you were playing good the Vikings game. The whole team was playing amazing.
Yeah,
still.
It's just...
Just couldn't keep up.
If we... When we stomped that team 48 to nothing, the Rams, when we smoked
Rams
them...
Were
yeah, they weren't that good. Well, the Vikings had those end-arounds and those reverses that threw your team off. You guys would take the bait and run one way, and then they would hand it off, and that one of their fast cousins or something would go and just take off with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
and
do you
think about that blowout? We ended up, if we would have been playing that game, we probably would have came really, really, really close to beating the Vikings, or possibly even beat them. Like, we came so soon.
If you played that game, the best game?
If we played that game,
I see what you mean.
We would have beat them.
Yeah. Let's talk about a few lessons. What are some lessons you guys think you learned from football this season?
I learned that if you lose, you just set back up. It is definitely hard to lose sometimes when it really matters.
What about when you throw an interception?
Oh, man, it stinks. It's awful. I had a game with 3 interceptions this year, and that was just awful.
Oh, and also...
I had it on the Carterville field.
Also, Grandma and Grandpa, they would give us $1 each time we got a touchdown. And anyway, throwing touchdown,
passing touchdown, receiving touchdown,
running touchdown.
So they got to line their pockets with a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Uh-huh.
Super cool. They went to every game.
Ended up getting $24.
And didn't Gigi end up going to every game too?
Gigi missed one.
She missed one, but Mima and Papu didn't miss any, I don't think.
No, Mima and Papu didn't miss a single one. Ma missed two.
We did miss two, that's right. But it was super fun. I loved it this year. So you learned about dealing with the disappointment. You also learned about teamwork, I think.
Yeah, teamwork. It's sometimes hard being the leader of your team and showing everybody the plays. You had to memorize, I think, like 16 plays or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of plays that I had to memorize
somehow.
And it's definitely hard to be like, we're gonna play tight end hook in, or like flood, or we're gonna do this. And it's like, I really hope these guys studied these plays.
But you had to maintain your composure and learn to deal with disappointment, because you had some hard games, like you said, the 3 interception game, and you just have to learn to keep your head up. And I think those are really important lessons as well, because we don't win everything, do we?
Oh, no.
And sometimes we have a really good game, sometimes we have a bad game, but we just have to. You know, this year I was watching the Ohio State-Michigan game, and the Ohio State quarterback, I forget his first name, his last name is Sayan, he threw a pick on the very first possession of the game, and he kept his composure.
The first pass play of the game.
First pass of the game, threw a pick. But the rest of the game, was it a pick six?
Yeah, it was pick six.
But he ended up coming back and dominating because he was able to keep...
3 touchdowns.
Yeah, he was able to keep...
And like 300 yards.
He was able to keep that composure. It was really good.
One pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one pick. Yeah, but it was awesome. It was a really cool thing to see.
It was really cool to see.
And those are lessons you guys got to learn. What about things like practice?
Practice was really fun. I really enjoyed practice.
What do you guys do on your own? Because sometimes if you just go to practice, like the official practices, and then game day... What about in the week? What did you guys do to get ready?
Literally, we played pitch and catch all the free time we had. About, so literally, like, I don't know, 5 hours a day, legitimately. And we still do it even in the cold. I mean, it's just we practice and practice and practice.
Tell them about 3TD.
Practice makes perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 3TD!
Oh, yeah, so in a backyard, me and Ransom go against each other and...
Who's the all-time QB?
My dad's the all-time QB, yeah. And we have to get 3 catches for a touchdown.
3 in a row.
3 in a row.
3 in a row catches for a touchdown. And also, there's like if you, and you get 6 tries to get 3 catches. And there's like 2nd down, 3rd down, 4th down. And if you miss it on at least 4th down or more after 4th down, it's the other person's ball. Like,
the other person gets the ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can also throw a pick.
Yeah. But here's the question I have for you.
There's no fumbles.
I want you guys to rate my QB skills. How am I as a quarterback?
If you're a QBR, I would say about...
QBR.
With me, I would say about 75.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
90? That's not too bad. But it is hard throwing out there because you guys are so good and you play such good defense. It's just really hard. But it is a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, it's a ton of fun.
Good.
It's really enjoyable.
Okay. Well, good lessons from football season then. Mm-hmm. We're excited about next year and you're going to be practicing all year leading up to next year.
Yeah.
Favorite sport?
Football.
Football. Okay.
Second, basketball probably.
Basketball's starting here soon.
Yeah, basketball's going to start in like a month or two.
Okay, well now let's transition a little bit. Let's talk about hunting season. That's right. Now, this is going to apply a little bit more to Ransom than Valor, but Valor was with me last year when I shot that buck.
Yeah, but I can't hunt this year.
He just can't quite see through the scope on the crossbow. I think next year you'll be able to, because you just got to grow.
That one time that I was using, wasn't that, when we were spending the night a few days at Tony Vicky's house, and I shot the...
22?
Oh, that, well, I actually could see through that scope.
Yeah, that's
and
kind of a little...
And also I shot the thing.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that was really good. It was like 120 yards away and you shot that.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. All right, let's talk about hunting. Ransom, talk about the last 3 years and dealing with some of the experiences you've had over the last 3 years.
The last 3 years, I've ended up shooting at 15 deer and missing all of them.
Except one.
Two of them, I skimmed. One, I skimmed maybe the back of it.
This is with a crossbow.
I hit the leg with a crossbow. About a month ago.
Well, let's not talk about that yet. What were you going through each time you missed a deer?
Oh, it was heartbreaking. I've missed a couple bucks. I've missed like a ton of doe. But I've missed countless deer.
It's disappointing.
It's really disappointing.
You kind of kept feeling like maybe God didn't want you to get a deer.
Yeah, it was weird.
And we'd pray about it and trust the Lord. Every time you missed, what would I remind you about? What would I tell you?
You just missed that one because God wants you to get a better one.
Okay. What else?
Keep your persistence up.
Persistence, yes. I think some of the lessons we learn in life through failure, it is just keep going. Not quit, but just keep going and press on. Mm-hmm. And eventually, it all comes together, right? Did you believe me when I was saying that? Or do you kind of think, probably
kinda,
not?
Kind of like, oh, come on, Dad.
It's not going to happen for me, Dad. Just kind of settled on, I'm probably never, but because all your buddies at church, I mean, they're all telling about the deer they've shot. Mm-hmm. Asa is like a big game hunter and has killed
them. Asa shot a 13-point buck. Like, and out of the church kids, out of the church boys, Asa has like the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. And then like Noah has a decent sized buck.
Well, then, Asa has killed so many buck, but like that one he got was 176 and an 8th. It measured that on its rack. Now, if you guys don't know, that's a really, really big, lifetime big buck. I mean, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And he shot that last year when he was 12, maybe?
No.
Or was he 11?
He has a wolf. Because
he's 12 right
now?
Yeah,
he's a
record buck. And he has a really good mentor. Bill mentors him and helps him.
Bill's really good.
He's a cool guy. And he's got this the stands, and he knows the deer and where they're at, and he puts Asa right on them. Mm-hmm. And Asa just has done a really good job. Mm-hmm. Well, it all came together for you this year. Why don't you go ahead and tell about your hunt?
Okay. About 3 weeks ago, I was hunting down at Mike Harden's house. Down...
Union County.
And my first time ever hunting with a gun. 400 Legend. Best gun you could buy. It's amazing. And about 45 minutes out.
We get in the stand at 6. Or
at
like 5:50?
5:50, and then...
And I remember telling you here in about 15 minutes, we're going to be able to see. And then about 6:15, the sun started coming up. And by about 6:25, 6:28, what happened?
Big buck comes walking around. Get my sights on him. I shoot him. And I watch him drop.
We see him start running. You got a good shot on him. You really put it on him. I think it was a double lung. and we watch him run how many yards? Maybe 75 yards, 100 yards?
Probably, yeah.
And we watched him fall on the field. What was the emotions like?
Also,
Providence, right? Go ahead and get out of there. Thank you.
Also, once me and Dad were hunting the first time I went with him, and we just literally saw nothing. Nothing.
We just kind of sat there, didn't we?
Kind of sat there for a few hours and saw nothing the whole time.
That's kind of hard to do, isn't it?
Didn't hear anything even. We just heard a little bit of squirrels.
That's when it can feel kind of
boring. Dang it.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang it.
So, Ransom, he gets the deer. What did you feel like right when you shot it? What were you thinking?
I cried. I was so happy. And then I go over and come to find out it was an 175-pound buck.
It was a pretty good-sized buck. We got it in the freezer now, which is pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. And we got a European mount for you, your first deer. Pretty great.
It's amazing.
Was it the biggest in the family?
Mm-hmm.
It was, wasn't it?
For like a week. And then my dad shot a bigger one.
But that was pretty cool, wasn't it? You got the biggest buck in the family, the first eight that we've ever got.
Oh, well, about tied.
It was awesome because I watched you for the last 3 years deal with that disappointment and encourage you, try to build you up, and assure you that if you keep at it, if you keep going out with me, if you'll keep doing this, eventually you'll get a deer. Mm-hmm. And we were going to shoot whatever came in front of us. We didn't care what it was. But I think it's pretty cool that it was a nice buck for your very first deer that you shot.
Definitely.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Great lessons, and you get time with me.
Yeah.
We just get time in the stand. One of my favorite times in the stand is when you're kind of tired and you lean over and put your head on me, and we just kind of hang out with each other up there, and we're just waiting and looking. And it was cool because I said, you were kind of zipping your face up, you're a little bit cold, and I said, man, you need to get that down because you need to be ready. This is prime time. And then 30 seconds after that, maybe, so there's a buck right there.
Mm-hmm.
I see one. And you put it on him. Overall, then, we've got some great lessons.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's good to be back with Sons and Slaves. It's going to be really cool getting back into boyhood and beyond. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Yep. This was a fun...
Fun episode, wasn't it?
It was really fun. I really liked it.
This is probably my favorite episode I've ever done because it's about football and hunting.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just thinking about things you love and talking about things you love. Well, thank you so much for listening. We're really happy that you're back with us. And spread the word. We're going to keep doing this. We're in this for the long haul. There might be some times, like there has been the last 6 months or so, where there's some gaps of content. But you guys committed to keeping on doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we have a Boyhood and Beyond.
I know. We're going to do that next episode. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening, and please subscribe, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.